Aurelia Matters welcomes letters to the editor at dave@aureliamatters.com. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following letter is in response to a recent article about the importance of organ donation. It occurred to me that given the volume of data emerging from Europe and even the USA, that some people may have significant concerns about receiving an organ from a vaccinated person. This is not a dismissible concern despite what others may think. We all have the right to know, to question, and to decide for ourselves to what extent we are willing, able to participate in our own risk assessment and treatment. At the very least, this data should be available in relationship to blood transfusions, transplants, or any other procedure that could potentially introduce people to the same concerns that were the basis of their choice not to consent to the vaccine in the first place. Canada has a poor international reputation for failing to collect the data in response to shifting international concerns. As an example, there doesn't appear to be the will to investigate the difference between COVID injuries versus long COVID. The results could and perhaps should be self-evident. With the significant excess deaths worldwide, not to mention the number of countries that have discontinued the vaccine and/or significantly reduced those eligible in response to well-documented current research, one must ask why Canadians are not being provided with the same information and given similar opportunities. Marg Gur, Aurelia.